This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A proposed forest logging and burning project that would have cut down trees on nearly 20,000 acres east of Cook City in the Absaroka Beartooth Wilderness has been withdrawn by the U.S. Forest Service. The agency rescinded the fast-tracked logging project called the Cook City Fuels and Forest Health Project in response to litigation by conservation groups, showing that although the Trump administration granted approval, the project didn't reconcile. A case filed in March by the Alliance for the Wild Rockies, former Forest Service ecologist Dr. Jesse Logan, the Gallatin Wildlife Association, and Native Ecosystems Council resulted in a victory for the plaintiffs when the Forest Service withdrew its controversial forest management project slated east of Cook City. The project was one of three in the Custer-Gallatin National Forest that borders the Greater Yellowstone ecosystem and was expedited under new jurisdiction granted to the agency for forests in a, quote, emergency situation, unquote. The area's importance as habitat for threatened and endangered species like the whitebark pine and grizzly bears, as well as how the Healthy Forests Restoration Act defines the wildland-urban interface, were aspects that have already been defended in Montana courts. At the heart of the dispute was the project's ecological rationale, particularly concerning the fate of whitebark pine, a high-elevation species listed in 2022 as threatened under the Endangered Species Act. Michael Garrity, executive director of the Alliance for the Wild Rockies, calls the area one of the healthiest whitebark pine forests in the nation, with research finding the species at risk for an 80% reduction this century due to a decline in suitable climate. The proposed logging project also ignored legally mandated protections for other species listed by the ESA and proposed to cut and burn thousands of trees under the banner of restoration. Another part of the Cook City proposal that didn't hold up was the Forest Service's characterization of the project area as part of the Wildland-Urban Interface, or WUI. The area is remote and adjacent to a national park, so on its face, calling the area in any way urban didn't pass common sense. The final linchpin in the Cook City project's failure was that the Custer-Gallatin National Forest redefined grizzly bear secure areas to just 10 acres, ignoring decades of research that shows the protected habitat should be at least 2,500 acres. Friday, June 12th is the Summer Art Walk in downtown Bozeman from 6 to 8 p.m. Local galleries, shops, restaurants, and businesses will showcase featured artists while offering refreshments and a chance to meet the creatives behind the work. Also on Friday, June 12th is the Emerson Art Walk from 5 to 9 p.m. at the Emerson Center for Culture and the Arts, one block south of Main Street on Babcock. The Emerson Art Walk is on the Emerson's North Lawn with local artists, food trucks, live music, crafts, games, and activities for all ages. That's the Emerson Art Walk from 5 to 9 p.m. and the Downtown Bozeman Summer Art Walk, 6 to 8 p.m., Friday, June 12th. On Saturday, June 13th, the Gallatin Valley Farmers Market at the Fairgrounds returns for the summer. Featuring more than 150 local vendors, the Gallatin Valley Farmers Market offers fresh produce, baked goods, breakfast, coffee, handmade art and goods, live music, and more. The market runs every Saturday from 9 till noon through September 12th. Saturday and Sunday, June 13th and 14th, the Bozeman Symphony presents The Sounds of America 3, Appalachian Spring. The concerts close the season for the Bozeman Symphony, with performances Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday with a 2:30 p.m. matinee at the Wilson Auditorium on Main Street in Bozeman. That's the Bozeman Symphony with its final concert of the season in two performances, Saturday, 7:30 p.m. and Sunday with a 2:30 p.m. matinee at the Wilson Auditorium on Main Street in Bozeman. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.